Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. I've been meaning to do this video for the past 2 weeks, since Brother Ishmael passed away. But due to a few other reasons, I didn't get a chance to do it, subhanAllah. But anyways, I want to share 3 things from Brother Ishmael's life that we all can take an amazing lesson from. Number one thing that I saw in him, I've never met him in person. But when I saw him, it's as if I felt like I can vouch for him. Like, usually Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, said that don't vouch for anyone unless you've traveled with them, you've done business with them, and you've lived with them. But with Brother Ishmael, it's as if I could vouch for him. I could say, you know what, brother? Yeah, you know, I vouch for this brother. Where did that come from? I don't know. What I do know is from the videos that I saw of him, be it videos that he's done before his cancer, after, that you can see the guy has truly internalized Islam. And this reminds me of the Prophet ﷺ. Why? Because before he received wahi, he had a reputation amongst the Quraysh. What was this reputation? Trustworthy, truthful, loyal, somebody of excellent character. I mean, good manners, soft in speech, not backbiting others, not talking about others. This was something he embodied. This is before he received the wahi. Just imagine how much more beautiful in character did the Rasulullah ﷺ increase in when the wahi was given to him. And brothers and sisters, wallahi, sometimes we look at people who are non-Muslim and we'll be like, wow, if this person came to Islam, it'd be amazing. I saw this in Ishmael. Even though I didn't know him, I saw his excellent character. The question I want to ask is, how many of us could come and say, you know what? I am known as not being a backbiter, or I'm known as not being someone that's oppressed others. Wallahi, I believe, I don't think anyone can come and say Ishmael wronged me, or Ishmael came and, you know, really transgressed me. Never. I truly believe this. Looking at his character, the way he carries himself in conduct, yani, we judge, like Umar ibn Khattab said, before we used to judge by wahi, what used to come down. Now we judge from what's apparent. We look, how can we think that a brother like Ishmael would be someone that is wronging others? No. That's one thing that I saw in his adab, in his character. And that is the reason why when you look at the Salaf, that they would spend tremendous amount in akhlaq and adab before they studied knowledge. Yeah? They would truly internalize what good adab is. That's why the Prophet, peace be upon him, said two of the things that are going to be heavy on their judgment is tawheed, la ilaha illallah, and one's good akhlaq. And he said, I came for nothing but to perfect good characters. Good character. I saw that brother in Ishmael. And that's one lesson that I take from his life. Number two, I want you guys to watch this video, inshallah. In this video, he's done a podcast with Brother Faisal, and look what he says.
If somebody's faced with a life-threatening disease, right, your priorities change in a heartbeat. I mean, I've always tried to be somebody striving for paradise, but I'm on overdrive right now. And oftentimes people don't understand that I'm trying to get to paradise. I don't know the next time I'm going to get the call to say, it's spread, it's in your lymph nodes now, it's spread to your lungs, it's spread to your kidneys, it's spread to this part. That's the cloud that I got over my head. So I could choose to be like, oh gosh, right? Or I can say, you know what? If Allah wills for it to happen, it's going to happen. I can't control that. Let me just focus on those aspects of my life that I can control. If I'm going to pass away, Faisal, it's going to happen. Just like it's going to happen to you. Just like it's going to happen to every single one of them. So that's not nothing that I need to be over concerned about. What I need to be overly concerned about is how I pass away. In what state I pass away. And what legacy did I leave on this earth while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the ability to be here?
Now, from that video, do you know what I take, guys? If you look at Brother Ishmael, like a lot of people, usually death is, and if Allah blesses you with it, and I'm going to say blesses you with an illness that you know, okay, you haven't got much time left. And you know what's really funny? That we might look to ourselves, and if you think about it, somebody like Brother Ishmael, who's been told that he has cancer, he is in more certainty. We sometimes look at him and think, okay, people like that are more certain they're going to die. And whereas we think like our death is uncertain. Wallahi, we are more in uncertainty. We should be more in uncertainty than Brother Ishmael. Why? Because brother, you can die any second of anything. At least Brother Ishmael has been told that he has a disease. Yes? That might kill him. Which he already knows he was going to die. Like, generally, even if he didn't have the disease, he already acknowledged that every soul is going to taste death. But for him, now he knows it can happen. Yeah, but we as individuals who might be healthy now, you do not know, you should be more uncertain, when can I die? You should be more prepared for that day. Now, what's amazing about Ishmael, the second point which I learned from his life, is that he is basically, when he first, he didn't need death as a reminder to turn back to Allah. Because brother Ishmael was working in the path of Allah and seeking knowledge way before this. Way before this, with show sincerity. And I'm not saying those who get afflicted with illness and turn to Allah are less. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that he turned to his Lord knowing that death can come anytime way before cancer came to him. Way before cancer came to him. That's why his attitude when cancer came to him was profound. He acknowledged, he said, look, if it's meant to be, yes, like any of us can die. We all going to die. But he said the priority is what? In what state I die. How many people who are diagnosed with an illness, life-threatening illness, they go into this realm of, why me? Why is this happening? But I wish this. I wish I could live. Which takes me on to the next video. In the next video, look what Brother Ishmael says.
Ultimately, right now, all I want is Allah to be happy with me. That's my, like, if I had like a million things going through my mind, that would be at the top of the list. I just want Allah to be happy with me. I want Allah to be happy with me. And I want forgiveness. That's it. Two things. Happiness and forgiveness. This is like my advice to you guys. Allahu A'lam. Some of you people that you might be in my situation and I just don't know. Some of you might be fit and healthy. Some of you might be practicing. Some of you might not be practicing as much as you probably wish you would. Whether you're older than me or whether you're younger than me, take this advice from your brother, whether I'm your little brother or whether I'm your older brother. Take this advice from your brother. Right now, how I feel, I want Allah to be pleased with me and I want Allah to forgive me.
Wallahi, look at his priorities. He goes, there's only two things that I want. Allah to be happy with me and to forgive me. How could someone like Brother Ishmael, how could Allah not have mercy and forgiveness for someone like Brother Ishmael? May Allah give him the best. Wallahi, I have no doubt he's probably looking at our state and thinking, cry for yourself. Wallahi, we think when someone passes away, yani, oh, sad, poor you. Wallahi, somebody that truly embodies and truly understands the reality of this dunya and the akhirah, wallahi, they will truly understand that death and being tested and all this kind of stuff is nothing but glad tidings. And in this post to Muslim Bilal, where he's saying, Ya Aki, are you not jealous of me? Who? Tell me somebody who hasn't embodied the level of a mu'min, inshallah. How could anyone else say the statement? How could somebody who's on his deathbed, has got cancer, who is slowly, gradually deteriorating, come and say to a healthy person, Ya Aki, are you not jealous of me? That I might see Allah's promise before you. Wallahi al-Azim, that if that is not a true believer, I don't know what a believer is. That someone on his deathbed can come and say, are you not jealous of me? And this is the reality. You know why? Because when we look at a person who is dying, what do we use? Our aql. Again, I mention this again because this is the main problem that we face, which is what? We look and be like, oh man, look at him peak. I would never want to be in a situation. But when we follow the naql, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, and Allah says for the believing person, yes? Who even if, the Prophet peace be upon him said, a prick, being touched, hit by a prick, yeah? Being pricked by a thorn, yeah? It expiates your sins. Only a true believer understands, and that's why the Prophet peace be upon him said, strange is the affair of the believer. For when a calamity touches him, he is patient. And when good touches him, he is grateful to his Lord. For a man to come and say, are you not jealous of me? Wallahi, it shows me that he has truly embodied and understood the hereafter. Because what Allah and his messenger has promised is true and he genuinely believes that in his heart. That's what Allah says, do not think for the martyrs that they are dead. They are not dead. They are not dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord. May Allah make us amongst people like Brother Ishmael, who not only served Allah's religion, who not only had good adab, akhlaq, who was not only known in his community to be helping people rather than being known as somebody who oppressed and backbited and slandered people. Wallahi, I look up to him. From his life to his death. Uqsum billah, I look up to him. May Allah give him the highest ranks of Jannah. There are four or five ways which I'm going to share with you guys where you guys can help, inshallah, to give, inshallah, make it sadaqah jariyah for brother Ishmael, inshallah. The first is number one, which I'm raising funds for brother Ishmael, inshallah, is the spot project. He wanted to build, I think, a school, an orphanage, and a water well, if I'm not mistaken. We want to finish that off. Number one, the link is at the description box below. Number two, please go to his online Arabic portal for children, inshallah, maysur.com. His online Arabic and Islamic lessons, maysur.com. He can get instant sadaqah jariyah the moment you come. I'm going to, inshallah, make sure that I start putting extra effort in Arabic and going to attend his courses, inshallah, to learn so that it's a sadaqah jariyah for him. His death has inspired, when Brother Isa died, may Allah have mercy on him, he inspired me to get closer to the Quran. Brother Maysur, may be a means that you have inspired me to learn the Arabic language, and may you get rewarded, inshallah. Number one, for your kids, an online Arabic portal for children, littlemaysuracademy.com. Check that out, inshallah. Product for kids, littlemaysur.com, inshallah. And like I said before, brothers and sisters, the Gambian, the project in Gambia with Spot Project, inshallah, this is the sadaqah jariyah that we can do for him instantly. The link and description box are going to be below. Please, please give that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters. Visit his websites, learn from there. Let it be an instant sadaqah jariyah for him. And may Allah reunite us with Brother Ismail and beautiful souls like him, like Brother Isa as well. May Allah bless him, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the best in this life and in the hereafter, and give patience to his family, inshallah. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.